Welcome, everyone. This is Questcast, your adventure into this week's gaming news and stuff that just happens that we like. So this week, I guess not much happened in games coming out and stuff. There was a few mentions, but nothing huge. It was more just news of games that had updates and stuff that had come out for games that have already been coming out in the last few weeks, like Harry Potter, the mobile game, some Stardew stuff, Forest. So I guess we'll get into that. Caitlin, anything that you heard this week that would be interesting or were going off my list?
Nope.
Every week.
Sorry.
Nah, it's all right. So we'll just watch the City of Brass trailer. What do you think of it?
Yeah, it looked all right.
From what I've seen and like read about the game, it's pretty good. I think they tried to work a lot of using the environment to kill stuff with all the different weapon combinations, because you have the two different essentially your left and right slot, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that kind of stuff's really good. I don't see many games doing that kind of stuff from like these days. It's more about making those very sick combos that I guess are kind of hardwired into the game rather than letting the player make stuff up on their own.
Yeah.
Have you played any games like that recently?
Which sort?
Like where you can make up your own stuff, like combo it. There was a game that I can't remember came out ages ago that was sort of like it. I think it was Bulletstorm or something.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it wasn't a big game, but it reminded me of that. So, Harry Potter, your lovely love of it, they slashed their prices.
Yeah.
So.
What do you mean, my lovely love of it?
I mean, you love Harry Potter, so.
Yeah, not the game.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. I think I was like a week and a half into it being out, they realized that they were a little bit aggressive with the model.
A little bit? Just a bit?
Just a bit. So they've slashed that. Do you think it'll do well for the game, or have they already done the damage?
So hang on. Because I vaguely heard of this.
Yep.
That they changed their prices. But that's all they've done?
Yeah. I think you still have to buy everything. It's just cheaper.
No. God, that's so stupid. Oh.
But what about all the die-hard Harry Potter fans?
I mean, even still, they'd be pretty pissed off about this.
It's hard to tell.
I don't think that this is going to go well.
Yeah, I think a lot of the damage has already been done.
Yeah, and if all they're doing is changing the price, then that's not really helping the issue.
Yeah, I was reading something about it. Apparently, the story of the game, like someone paid for all the stuff so that you could get through and like experience the story. So they paid for everything so they could go through the story straight away.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the story is pretty good and like the content's pretty good in it, but it's just ruined by this model that they've done.
Yeah, because they're just trying to make money.
Money. Okay.
Money.
I wish everyone said money like that. But I don't know how people want mobile games like this, because they do make money.
I don't know. Like, people just do it out of boredom and impatience.
I don't get it. People want good experiences and then just ruin it for themselves.
Pretty much.
God damn it. Now, something that we haven't played in a long time, but I think is going to be very good. Have you seen Stardew multiplayer yet?
Haven't seen it.
Heard
of it, yeah.
Do you know how it works?
No, because last I heard of it, it wasn't clear about how it was going to work.
Correct. But now we know. There's a Stardew multiplayer opt-in on Steam. So I've got it on GOG. I don't know if the opt-in for GOG's ready or if they're even doing an opt-in. But essentially, if you've already got a pre-started farm, you can get three kind of huts on your farmland that other players can join in. and they kind of live in those things on your farm, and you can all work on your farm together. I don't know if it's just drop in and out, like once someone's gone into your...
Whether they have to be there.
Yeah, they have to... Well, not that they have to be there, but essentially, can it... Like, if you've got three people to join, can you get three other people to join later, or does it have to be the same people? Those three,
yeah, I don't know.
I've seen it played, but I don't know about those, like, little quirky logistics things. So, I imagine it would be, because the way that it works is there's a host and three people joining them. It's not like a... everyone kind of owns the farm thing. It's definitely one person with three people around. With the
others, yeah. Are you getting it on Steam so we can play?
Nope. I like buying games on GOG.
I understand, but you've bought it on GOG. There's no multiplayer on GOG.
Well, no, it's just the multiplayer will be on GOG. It's just the opt-in wasn't, because this is a beta for it.
Right.
So when it's fully out, it will be.
So... Okay, we're not going to play it then.
I don't understand why you would say that.
Because if you're not going to get it on Steam, then we can't play, because I only have it on Steam.
But once it's fully out, unless the Steam version blocks you playing with non-Steam friends, I don't know. But that is something I dislike about Steam. And I probably... like, if a game comes out on GOG and Steam, I'm always getting it on GOG. Because I want to own the game. I don't want to just rent the game from... Steam.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that is. But I don't know. I don't know if people's servers, not servers, but games have to reset once the beta's finished. Because have you ever used the beta feature in Steam?
Possibly. I don't know.
Because essentially you have to go into the options, like download the alternative version of the game. So when the actual version comes out, are your alternative version saves compatible with it?
Who's to say?
Yeah, I don't know. Because that'd suck, because I imagine people are going to spend some time in it. I kind of wish that you could also... because they spent a lot of time on this multiplayer thing, so I was hoping it may have been a bit more deep. It could be, I don't know. But I was really keen on the idea of everyone having their own farm in the same world. Like, they changed the city, so there was, like, four paths coming off with everyone having their own farm, and maybe they had to compete for resources.
I'd prefer a co-op.
See, I still think that's co-op.
No, because you're competing against each other.
Well, it doesn't even have to be competing. It just has... you could be working in the same town.
Yeah, but you'd still... there would still be some element...
I guess.
Of competition.
I like that stuff. Why couldn't it be both, or just the way that I wanted it? How sad. Have you ever played The Forest?
No, I've got it on Steam. I was going to play it, and then never did.
Played it when it first came out. It was all right. It was very buggy. It wasn't as horror, like, because they were saying, like, oh, it's a horror survival, but... it was a creepy survival because the enemies just stared at you while you built stuff.
Oh.
Because, like, the whole idea was that they were some weird race, or not race, but they were some weird alternative people that had been, like, living in this island for a long time in the caves and stuff. And they hear your plane crash and they come out, they steal some of the people, and you're, like, the last survivor trying to find your daughter.
Mm.
Then... yeah, so they come out and they watch you and they'll run off and they, like, kind of study you for... the idea is they study you for a bit. It didn't really feel like that. It just felt like they ran off a lot. And then, right, like, after a while, they'll try and kill you. It gives you enough time to build up some defenses and stuff. Like, there's traps and things like
Jesus.
That.
Jesus.
It's pretty good from when I played it. I imagine it's a lot better now, so maybe we could have a go at it. I remember the building in it was pretty fun. Like, you could build up spike traps, these things. I can't remember what they're called, but essentially the tripwire traps that you have some rope you trip over and, like, something falls from a tree.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine there's a name for it. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Traps.
Traps. it's a trap. All right. But, yeah, the game finally came out. It's been 4 years.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah, early access started 4 years ago.
Wowzers.
I was looking at the release notes and there was like five things. They're like, oh, yeah, the full release is out. Here's the five things in it.
Wow, so it happened.
So they've been updating the game like every month or whatever for the 4 years. But that just to me makes it feel like the release hasn't been a release. It's just another update that they've called the release.
Yeah, probably.
So.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't like. I don't know what the statistics are for. Is it better to do you wait a year and then release a bunch of features at once and call that the release and then heaps of people flock to it with all this new content? Or is it better to keep the fans that you do have going happy each month with some like little drips of content? What do you think? What would you rather?
I don't know. Both.
Both? You can't. Okay, no, you can't
I
have both.
Finished. Don't jump in. Both have their positives and negatives, I guess. Like, I guess small updates keep you interested, but then eventually, like you said, like the full release is out and it doesn't even really feel that different from what you've just been playing. Or you wait ages and potentially lose interest over that time, especially if it's been like 4 years. Like, I don't know. I can't give you a definitive answer on that one.
Yeah. I guess, okay, because I haven't been playing the game, I look at it as when it did finally release, I was expecting this huge thing with, I don't know, like trailers and fireworks outside my house for some reason. But, yeah, there just wasn't. And now I'm like, do I even want to play it with that small amount of stuff? I imagine it's very different from what I played anyway, so I'll probably give it a go. But it's different. I don't know if I am as interested as if they had lots of features come out with the release.
Yeah. I mean, you could do both, I guess. Like, make the final release something that has a lot of different features. Like a massive update kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it needed to be a massive update. Which it wasn't. Or at least not on their release. Like their, because they said they fixed a lot of bugs as well. I'm like, well, cool, but
I didn't know about those bugs.
Yeah, exactly. That's unfortunate. So, another thing that came out this week is the E3 floor plans. It looks like it was a kind of logistical plan for like the people moving everything in and stuff, but either it got leaked or posted or something like that. But it allows us to see who's going and what they might come out. So Ubisoft, Square Enix, Activision, Bethesda, Bandai Namco. Ugh, I hate them.
Warner Brothers.
Not a fan of them either. So they're the big ones. Oh, just Sony, Nintendo as well. We all know what they'll be showing off.
Sony's got a huge real estate.
Yep, and half of that is God of War, and the other half will be
anything else.
The other 40 games they have on their console at the moment. Like, what else do they have that's big this year? Unless they're announcing something for next year, but with like God of War coming out 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah, something like that.
I feel like it's all going to be God of War stuff. If anything, they'll probably say, like, because sales have been amazing. Like, I think they did like 3.1 million in the first week was reported. Like, something ridiculous. They might, like, announce, oh, here's the premium pack for it, or, like, we're going to focus our next year on making new content for it or something. I don't know.
Be good if they announced a follow-up second.
The fifth, but
fifth, you know.
The second, fifth.
Second on that platform.
Yeah. Well, I think, what was God of War 1 and 2 were on PlayStation 2. God of War 3 was PlayStation 3?
I don't know.
Like, it's been so long. It's been like 100 years ago that stuff happened.
Something like that, I think.
Point is, lots of God of War. What about everyone else? Like, Ubisoft will announce their version 7 of one of the 6 games that they release every year.
Mm-hmm.
Assassin's Creed 42, Answers of the Universe, you know.
Yeah.
Finally, something happens.
Or does it?
Now, Bethesda, will they announce a game or will it be Skyrim version?
Yeah, update.
We've brought it out for washing machines now. Yeah.
Finally. You asked, we delivered.
That being said, it would make washing more happy. Epic Games, they will 100% be Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what else other people will do.
Yeah, me neither.
Activision will have some Call of Duty thing. Square Enix actually will have some, I reckon, have some good stuff. Because they publish a lot of games. Like Life is Strange.
Yeah, hopefully they have something like that.
Well, I don't think they'll announce Life is Strange 2. Well, like, not announce it, but show anything on it. That'd be good. Oh, well. There's a lot of small ones that haven't been even labeled, touched on. But yeah. That'll all be small developers or indie developers that I'll be keen on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hopefully some stuff from Vampyr. So, do you know much about patent infringing and patent trolls?
A little bit.
There's
what sense?
Oh, I don't know if you had heard much about them.
Oh, yes.
There's a company that they are trying to they're trying to sue Nintendo for infringing on their controller design.
Mm-hmm.
Their controller design is two attachable joysticks that attach to the side of a phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine, as you can see in the picture that I'm showing you, I'll put it in the description, that it looks kind of the same way a Nintendo Switch looks.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, in practice, very different, and they don't really have any grounds to sue them on, but they're doing it because money.
Why wouldn't you try?
Yeah, exactly. Well, wasting money is one thing. They already lost a suit to Nintendo, I think, like 6 months ago, so they're probably going to lose this one. But, yeah, it looks very... Like, it looks generic controller slapped onto a phone.
See, I thought what you were going to say is that Nintendo started suing these people for the design. Because I looked at that, and I thought...
Well, this came out before the Switch.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that it is similar.
Yeah,
that's what made me, like, it's not as if they're reaching here, because I did think, like, that it was in connection with the Switch, so.
Well, this is a peripheral, whereas the Nintendo Switch is a whole thing. So, because the Nintendo Switch isn't a phone or a device with two peripherals attached to it. The two peripherals are part of the console. That'd be like any company suing another company because they have a controller with 11 buttons. I think.
They are controllers. They're not part of the actual system. Like, they're removable controllers that you can also attach. Like,
yes, that's what they are, but you can't play the Switch without them. Whereas the phone game, like a phone peripheral controller is... helps the experience but is no way required.
I guess, but I don't know.
Also, they are not wireless.
But in design they're...
Like, they are very reaching.
I don't know.
Well, from what...
I mean, here's the thing. I'm sure Nintendo have amazing lawyers that will absolutely exploit any loophole, any tiny detail that they can. So I do not think they can win, but I don't know.
I just don't see how... Like, I don't think of the Switch when I see that. I think, weird phone thing.
Well, I thought of the Switch when I saw that, so...
You're the only one.
Oh, clearly not.
Out of the two people here, you are the only one.
Yeah, out of us two, but not in the world.
We are the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like your Switch Pro controller?
What, the actual...
Yes, the controller that you bought.
Yeah.
So they've announced that Steam Import will now accept it, so you can use it on a computer.
Oh, okay.
I still think I would use an Xbox One controller.
Yeah, I'm all about the Xbox, so...
Like, if I could, I'd use an Xbox One controller on the Switch, so...
Go figure that. Let's get that support going.
Yeah. You're going the wrong way!
Yeah,
Because, like...
I don't think I will. Unless, like...
Unless some Nintendo games came out on the PC. Yeah, unless
a specific Nintendo game came out, like... that would use it and would somehow benefit more than an Xbox controller or something. Or I couldn't use my Xbox controller. But I'm definitely not going to be using it on anything else as like a regular controller.
That's fair. That's fair. I think I need... I don't know if I want to use the Joy-Cons or a Switch Pro controller for Super Smash Bros. Like, that might be the thing that gets me across the line.
Yeah, maybe.
But... also, using the Joy-Cons wirelessly, like, I love not having to hold my hands in front of me, like, just kind of actually being fully relaxed while playing. So, doing that, playing Smash Brothers will be pretty fun.
Yeah, you can try both, and I guess you'll see what you like.
Because I did that with the Wii all the time, because that had the...
the nunchuck in there.
The nunchuck. So, it wasn't fully wireless, but it was definitely relaxing. And I would, definitely love that for the new Smash Brothers. So I can play hours upon hours without having to take a break.
Joy.
Con.
Huh.
Yeah. We all love it. What else do we have to talk about? This lovely Battle Royales.
Why?
Well, because we all love Battle Royales.
No, we don't.
But this is actually something that I put in for last week, but we didn't get to it because we ran out of time. They are doing some Kickstarters for board games of some Battle Royale board games. I think that'd be interesting for that kind of medium, for that platform.
How is it going to work?
Well, the whole idea of a Battle Royale is it's like a small hour... half an hour to an hour, like, game, right? Where everyone dwindles down. So I imagine it would work the same in a board game, right? Like, you randomly start somewhere on the map. You'll have a series of abilities, classes, whatever, like, the individual board game accompanies you with that.
Yep.
I think it's actually a really good design for board games.
Yeah.
Because...
it looks kind of just like the one that you've got up there. It looks like... Hunger Games, the board game, basically.
That's what the first one will be. But then, like how it's expanded on the digital space, I think some board game manufacturers will come up with some really unique ideas that suit the board game genre more than the digital genre, and we'll get some pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, hopefully.
Like, I don't know if this is out already, but I would love to play some survival board games. Because I think they'd be really fun. But not like the ones that they have, that I have seen, like the zombie ones, where everyone's working together. But one a competitive one where you have to get resources and stuff and survive. And you could possibly work with the other people. Mm-hmm. Probably out there, and I just haven't looked. Because there's a lot of board games.
Yeah.
Which is a bit, especially when you're looking to buy a board game, it's a bit... over-empowering.
Over-empowering? Do you mean overwhelming?
Overwhelming.
Jesus.
I know you can be overwhelmed, and I know you can be underwhelmed, but can you ever just be whelmed?
I've got so much choice. I feel so empowered here.
I am empowered with choice. When I was a kid, there was, like, no board games, and now there's all the board games.
This is true. Although, I do remember going to, like, Toys R Us as a kid and seeing, like, a giant wall full of board games.
Nah.
But they were, like, pretty much all the same, just different brands.
Well, I go into Games World now, and it's just, like, I know some of the games, and I'm like, I know I'll enjoy this, but I kind of want to take a chance on this, but it's $140.
That's the tough thing with board games.
It's not a $15 Steam game.
Yeah, like, that time that you take a chance, and you find this most amazing game, it's massive payoff. But to spend that money and then end up with a game that is like too confusing or not enjoyable or, you know, doesn't really work well unless you have like 8 people playing.
Yeah.
Like
the things I've taken chances on have all been D&D board games, but I know that I'll like them.
Yeah. Like a completely different random game where you just read the description and you're like, that could be cool.
Look at this game, Isles of Somerset, for up to 4 players. Will I enjoy it? And then you don't. And then you're like, oh, $90.
Yeah,
damn.
Exactly. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, it's like, that's a lot of money that you don't, with things that cost like that much, you don't do the whole, oh, let's just take a chance on it kind of purchases.
Yeah, they are not take a chance. Like, you do your research.
Yeah, and you only pretty much buy it if you know someone that already has it and you know that, like, it's a good game.
Yeah, all my board games have been recommended to me, except the D&D ones.
Yeah.
And that's because I'm like, I'm confident that they can make a good board game. And I really enjoyed those. What we have Attack on Giants and Attack of the Giants, by the way, a great 6-player competitive.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call it? I'd say a war game.
Mm.
It's kind of like Risk, but...
Weird. Yeah, not...
Risk, but you're giants and you smack each other.
Yeah, with a completely different kind of style to it. It's vaguely Risk-like. Vaguely.
As, like, coming to board games, it's all I could think of in comparison. Like, it's not a adventure game. It's not Cards Against Humanity.
No.
But, yeah. To sum up, I would really like to play a Battle Royale board game. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah. It'd be worth a shot.
Yes, it would.
As long as it wasn't too expensive.
I want to take a chance on this game, but I'm not going to until someone else has.
Exactly.
Oh, well. So, another trailer for Vampyr. Speaking of... Life is Strange and Don't Nod, they also make Vampyr.
Mm-hmm.
So that came out. I showed you the trailer before we got on for this. What do you think of how it looks like?
I think it looks good.
I think it's like, I'm hoping, because I don't know if it's made by the same like people that made Life is Strange. Like, I know it's the same studio, but I don't know if
the
it's the same team.
Yeah,
in the studio. Because I've really liked all the Life is Strange stuff that's come out. Vampyr looks like they've tried to do that kind of not choices, because Telltale's more the choices, but like moments that kind of
impact the game.
Like, it's not lots of them, it's just you get to specific points where you got to make a
critical
decision.
Decisions that will,
because like based on that trailer, they were saying that you choose whether to consume or sacrifice. No, sorry. Sacrifice or save. I can't remember the words.
Yeah.
Essentially, to take someone's blood.
Yeah, kill
or
save them.
You know, not do that. Yeah. So there's going to be some moments like that in the game.
Oh, I wonder if it's going to be like Bioshock.
I haven't played Bioshock.
I fucking hate you.
I need a
point. Yeah, where you can either like consume the Eve in the little sisters, or you can like free them so that they go back to normal, and then like that actually affects the ending that you get.
Yeah, it's going to be something like that. I just hope it's really good. This will also be the first game by Don't Nod that I've played with proper combat in it.
Yeah, so that will be different, obviously.
Which is why I'm like, was it made by the same team? Like, I don't know how it's going to play through for me.
I mean, they might have the same story team and a different, like, mechanics team.
I don't know. Because Life is Strange really didn't have any mechanics.
A little bit. It had that whole time
bending thing. Yes, it did.
Like, that would have taken a bit. But that is completely different to combat.
Exactly.
Like, so, yeah. But I think it's potential that they've had completely, like it could be the same story people, character development or whatever. Like,
I think I'm going to like the story.
Hopefully.
From what I've seen, I've tried not to read too much into it because I do want to really experience it.
Yeah, I don't know heaps about it. I've picked up on the vampire theme.
Oh, we're talking about different games. What I'm talking about is about plants.
Oh, shit.
The vampire plant.
Yeah, what are they? The...
The human-eating ones? Are you talking about that?
Venus flytraps.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically Plants vs. Zombies, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. But no.
But yeah, so... Yeah, I think I like the story too. But I just hope that the mechanic side of things is decent. And not, like... Because that could really let it down.
It could.
If it's bad.
I don't know if they've chosen to show some choice moments or...
That's the other thing.
Because, like, from what I saw in the trailer, the combat, it doesn't look hard. It looks like there's a lot of abilities that you level up. So I think they've gone the more...
It looks a bit like just slashy...
Yeah, it's like a hack and slash, less skill involved. It kind of actually reminded me of some of the first Assassin's Creed games where, like, everything's auto-aimed for you.
Okay.
It's not like a proper third-person game. Like, it highlights the enemy that you want to be hitting, and you just press a button and it kind of tries to hit him.
And it does it, yeah.
Like, it's not automatic, but it's not hard.
Yeah.
I think... That might help the game, though, like, because if you're going in for this story-rich game, having really difficult combat sometimes gets in the way of that.
Yeah.
Or, like, having really...
Intricate
mechanics. Sometimes you're just like, I can't be bothered, I'm not going
to
finish
this. You're too busy concentrating on trying to get the mechanics right to bother also concentrating on the story.
Yeah, so I think that might be... It might be a good thing that it looks a bit easy. That being said, it could be really hard, and they just chose some special moments to put in the trailer.
I think it looks like my kind of combat that I would enjoy, because there is a certain appeal to just running around and slashing everything.
Especially if it looks cool.
Yeah.
And, like, it looks vampire-y, and you feel like a vampire.
Yeah, and their whole theme looks pretty awesome as well, so I'm sure it'll...
Oh, the music.
Yeah.
The music in the trailer is so good. I just can't wait.
I hope there's more of it. I mean, there should be more of it, but...
I don't know why, but violins in that kind of era just... It just makes sense to me. It's like that instrument was made to make that type of music. And I don't even know what the genre is called. Would it be... It wouldn't be medieval. It's, like, not... Renaissance? Who's Renee? And why has she got sons?
Funny.
I was thinking Renaissance, but it might even be a bit before then.
No, I think it's actually a bit after the Renaissance.
Could be. I'm not up to date on my eras of stuff.
Yeah, it's like I think it's a bit post.
I
don't know.
All the stuff I know is probably from Assassin's Creed, to be honest.
Jesus.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah,
and...
that's not going to be good.
Oh, well. I enjoy life, that's what matters. But enough about Assassin's Creed, they've come up too many times.
Yeah, stop bringing up Assassin's Creed.
I played all of them up to 4, and then after that.
Which one was 4?
The pirate one.
Of course, yeah, you love the pirate one.
Well, it was a great pirate game, and...
Yeah, it was alright. See, I'm not a huge fan of pirates.
Oh,
yeah,
don't...
Oh, I knew you were going to do this. I just...
This is why you don't have friends.
Yeah, I don't think that's the reason, but...
Okay.
Yeah, don't really like pirates, so that whole aspect of it was not appealing. Like, it wasn't... I'm not going to say it wasn't appealing, like, I didn't not enjoy it, but I certainly wasn't frothing over it like you were.
Yeah, for me, like, the pirate part of it... was, as far as pirate games before it, like, the way they got the sea shanties.
I did like the sea shanties.
Like, all those little touches really made it feel like a great pirate game, and, like, I just enjoyed being a pirate in it, and I unfortunately had to do assassin stuff in between it.
No, see, I like the assassin stuff. That's probably why I was attracted to the Assassin's Creed franchise in the first place, and why they should be calling it Assassin's Creed.
Yeah... But I don't know. Maybe they shouldn't have crossed it.
I don't know. I liked where they started going with it, and then, like, I like the idea of going back in history and learning about, you know, not necessarily learning, but, like, having those historical moments, like, retold. And then they just kind of, I don't know, ruined it.
They very much ruined it. I think it was too much. Like,
it was about that time they tried bringing out that mobile game. That was when they lost me.
For me, they kind of marveled it. Like, yeah. They brought out too many games. I'm like, I don't know which game to play now, and I don't have the time for it. Oh, now I've missed one, so I can't get the next one.
Until, yeah, exactly.
I need to go finish the other one, but I don't have the time. And this other new game that I don't need to play another game for came out, so I'm going to play that instead.
And there's other, yeah. And the new by this like time, you're like, different.
Oh, 4 Assassin's Creeds have come out. I'm not sure where the story is. Will I even like the new one?
I don't even know how many are out now. That's my point.
Which is exactly what's happened to me in Marvel and why I haven't gone and seen Avengers.
Any of them, yeah. Is it the new... I don't know. Don't...
Avengers, Infinity Wars.
This is also
Infinity me. Stands for the amount of movies they've brought out.
Everyone's going crazy about it, but
yeah,
I would just be like,
I've managed to not see any spoilers somehow. Yeah. It also means it's because I don't go outside, but I am surprised that I haven't seen any spoilers.
I mean, if you're not interested in it and you're not seeking it out, then it's probably not something you even notice.
Yeah, but like everyone always gets so butthurt about spoilers, and they make it like it's, you know, the first thing they see on the internet, like, oh, it's spoiled, and I'm like, you know, I go on Reddit and I haven't been spoiled. And that's like, I guess people are pretty good at reticate, which is like, don't be a dick.
Yeah, well.
Unlike Facebook, which I don't go on. So, because people just spoil shit on Facebook, I imagine. Like, they'll post a big status update, you know. The guy dies at the end. What is it? He was dead all along.
Well, the Sixth Sense. Bloody. You know what? If you haven't seen it by now,
yeah,
too bad.
One, that is from something. You haven't seen it by now, you deserve to be spoiled. And two, on Scrubs, when the janitor's watching it, and Dr. Cox like was like, he angered Dr. Cox now, so he's just like, he was dead all along. And he's like, come on! It's like, that movie's like 6 years old.
How have you not seen it yet?
I got stuff to do. Speaking of things that are really old, Star Wars Podracer, that thing you said didn't look that great.
I haven't looked at it. I don't know what it looks like.
Oh, well, it's really fun.
Okay, good.
It probably is a lot of nostalgia, though.
Which is hard to have when you haven't played it and don't know what it is.
Get some. Buy some nostalgia.
Okay.
They're $2.99 and come in a little potion bottle.
The nostalgia DLC pack.
Oh, God, that's so going to be a thing.
Yeah.
If I Google that right now,
don't.
Nostalgia DLC pack Street Fighter 5.
Oh my god!
Nostalgia DLC. Announced by Capcom today.
Nostalgia costumes. So it's going to be like all of their original costumes.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's pretty funny. We were talking about Star Wars. That's right. Podracer. So, I'm doing a review of it, so you should check that out Wednesday, by the way, for anyone listening. For people who want to know about it now, it's fun. I think...
End of review.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's 3 seconds, you'll really love it. But they did a lot of good things on it that I think work really well in, like, today's... I'm not sure the word I'm looking for, but, like... Essentially, the gameplay itself still runs really well, and I don't feel like I'm playing an old game. Where it does feel like I'm playing an old game is the menus. Because like they were made for an old resolution, they stretch really badly.
Ew.
So like they're still readable, but you know you're playing an old game. It's not till you get into the actual races where it's rendered 3D stuff that's not being stretched.
Yeah,
Okay. It doesn't feel bad. Like you're like, oh, this is lower quality than what I'm used to, but it's not like I'm playing this ancient thing. So if you're okay with that, and like a lot of people play some old games like that anyway, and like heaps of re-releases are coming out these days. I'm actually surprised this one came out. So I think people can still play it. The only thing I would say is that the you can't play multiplayer over GOG or Steam or anything. It's just like the old direct port, getting someone's IP thing. So if you don't know how to do that, you probably won't be able to play with your friends and race and be fun. I didn't realize this, but an old game that I liked, Remember Me, is made by Don't Nod. I think it was their first game. They make Life is Strange. That sounds
familiar. What is it?
So, just getting a bit off topic here, but whatevs. Remember Me is a cyberpunk action-adventure video game developed by Don't Nod Entertainment and published by Capcom. If we get some screenshots up, you might know what it's like. I can't remember what exactly it was about. Essentially, you were like some time-bending cyberpunk person. It was really fun.
No, I think I've heard of it. I don't think I've played it.
Fair enough. I was looking at Life is Strange 2 and what Don't Nod's been working on, and this came up, and I was like, huh. So I've liked basically every one of their games, so they better not fuck up Vampyr.
That'd be awful for you.
I would be upset, but I think I'd also... I'd just be like, next time. Next time they'll make something good for me.
That's strike one.
Strike one. You get one more chance, and then one more after that. Don't fuck it up. Speaking of Battle Royale games from before.
No.
PUBG got in trouble again.
I don't care.
They brought out like an update and it essentially they had to revert it like an hour later because it was breaking too much stuff. I just don't like...
What was the update?
Someone who doesn't play it. I have no idea. I just look at, like, them as a business so is wait, what they do.
Did they get in trouble or was it just a fuck-up that they...
Oh, okay, by get in trouble, I mean, like... Because they've not gotten in trouble legally for anything. They just make lots of terrible business decisions.
Right.
I'm not sure how they're still selling things, to be honest.
Right.
This is just another one of their terrible, like... I think this is, like, one of their first games that they made and you can kind of tell.
Right, yeah.
Because, like, they made a game that got big probably too quickly for them as a company. What
they're capable of, yeah.
Because they have mismanaged everything.
Well, I mean, that happens, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, they act like childs about it. Like, oh, these other people are, like, copying us. We want this thing. We're gonna sue you.
Yeah, that's probably not a good...
Like...
reputation to start, like...
They would have... They may have lost money from people copying them. They will lose more acting the way they are doing.
Mm.
So, you know, it's not about picking what's right. It's about picking the thing that loses you less money.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I don't think the way they're doing that is helping them.
No.
But that's that. So, I think that's all we need to talk about this week. There's not too much more.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing through Resident Evil still. That's really fun.
Yep.
I don't know what we'll be playing next. State of Decay 2, actually. That is coming out soon.
Okay.
I think I showed you a trailer on it. They announced it. There was like a 20-minute gameplay
video this week. No, I haven't seen it.
I did link you it. Essentially, it's like a single-player / co-op. Do you remember we played The Survivalists?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like that, but like... graphically really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Better than what we were playing. Like it's not Fortnite or something.
Yep.
But it looks to have lots of good story put in for while you're making this, like you make like a little outpost where everyone can come and survive and you have to go try and get people.
Yep.
Kind of reminds me of Dead Rising where you have to get people back to the safe house.
Yeah.
And they're just horror. Like, the AI is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is from the one video that I saw, like, just some idiot running into, like, I think the review that I saw was you have a car. Like, you have a car to drive, but the guy refuses to get in the, like, because his AI is programmed to walk back to the base or whatever.
Oh, yeah. So you can't drive him.
So you just have to run along with him or, like, Did you have to do that really awkward drive-by where you're like...
Yeah, they're just slow.
You know when you and your partner have gotten in a fight? Like, it's one of those, like, old movies. Like,
oh, yeah, and they're walking on the sidewalk. Got in a fight with a
girlfriend, and, yeah. And you're like, come on, just get back in the car. And you're, like, driving down, like, the one road your town has.
And she's running away in her heels.
Yeah. That's what it reminded me of.
Okay.
But it looks really good. I'm excited to play it.
Uh-huh.
So... We'll be getting on that, and then yep. Vampyr, they're the things coming up.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Anything else that you want to talk about before nope. we head off?
No.
We've been playing Warframe. Tell me what you're thinking about Warframe.
Oh, you know, it's one of those games
that exist.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I don't know.
Because I don't think you're enjoying it as much as me.
No. Nowhere near as much. You get really into these sorts of games, and I tend to vague off and lose interest.
What don't you like about it?
There's just not a lot of story. Like,
yep. All right. Fair enough. Done. I understand. Like, I now that you've said that, I understand it completely.
Yeah.
Because you really like story, but I can.
I like character development and story and.
Yeah, it doesn't
like the running and gunning is heaps fun for like half an hour and then I'm done. Like,
that's fair.
You know, it is only so much stuff that I can just shoot.
Path of Exile doesn't have much story. You mean you play that a lot?
I play it a lot, but again, you could play it for hours and I'm always done, like, before anyone else.
Ah, fair enough.
Because it's like, yeah, okay, this is cool, but... And... There is a sense of progression in Path of Exile.
I feel there is in Warframe.
Yeah, see, I'm not getting it, but...
You haven't progressed enough. To each their own. Yeah, fair enough. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening, not watching. You can watch your screen. Yeah. That is your prerogative.
You do you, baby.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we'll be back next week. Hopefully there's some more stuff comes out and we have lots to talk about. We should get a guest on soon.
Sure.
We'll get, like, just someone off the street.
Rando.
We live across the road from an old folks' home. They'll have some stories.
They won't be game related, but they will be stories.
We'll do something about cool, like whatever the latest Call of Duty is.
Oh no, then we'll give one of them like a Vietnam flashback. PTSD. We're not doing it.
I think we should. Just, like, you know, for funsies. All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye.